This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website. www.ceoforum.ceo. Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Lee Cooperman, and we're going to talk about from success to significance. But let's start off. Tell me about yourself and your upbringing. I know you're in the Bronx.
I am actually a member of the Horatio Alger Association of Self-Made Men and Women. But I'm an Horatio Alger story, and I'm the first generation in my family born in America, first generation to get a college degree. All my education up until my master's degree was public school based. I went to public grade school in the Bronx. I went to public high school in the Bronx. I went to college in the Bronx. I laugh. I took the advice of Horace Greeley. I went west. So my grade school and high school were East Bronx. I went to the West Bronx. I went to Hunter College, which is now called Lehman, in the West Bronx. And then I spent 16 months at Columbia Business School getting an MBA at Columbia, which opened the door to Goldman Sachs to me because Goldman would not probably have hired directly out of Hunter. But once I had the MBA and a good track record at school, that opened the opportunity to Goldman. And so I've been very fortunate. I started in Wall Street with a six-month-old kid, a National Defense Education Act loan, no money in the bank, so by definition a negative net worth. I've done very well, and I've taken the Buffett giving pledge to give all my money back to society.
And we're going to talk in great depth. Just one question on Goldman. So you were there from 66 to 91. Anything you learned about success that helped you become chairman CEO of Assets?
Asset management?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, Goldman was a terrific firm. I joined February 1st, 67, which is the day after I got my degree from Hunter, from Columbia. I had no money, so I had to go to work right away. And it was a firm committed to excellence, teamwork, and preached total commitment in whatever we did. And that all rubbed off on me and developed a very strong work ethic that I've kept to this day. Example, this morning was a typical morning. I got up at 5:15 in the morning and came in from Short Hills, New Jersey to Manhattan, and I put the lights on here at 6:40 in the morning.
And so what is it that people don't know about you personally that CEOs should know that could be an inspiration? We know you're a hard worker. We know you're focused. We know you're really smart. We know you're very giving and philanthropic.
I think that's pretty good.
Nothing else that they don't
know. My life is an open book.
Now it has to be when you get to this level. Is there any advice that you've learned through these years to CEOs about building something? And you're not a corporate guy. You said you're a swashbuckling Wall Street guy, you've told me.
Well, I'm not a corporate type. I appreciate corporations. One of my affiliations for 20 years, I was on the board of directors of one of the greatest corporations in America, Automatic Data Processing, and I chaired the audit committee for many years. They process one out of every six non-governmental payroll checks in the country, extremely well-run enterprise. Yeah, I would say my advice to CEOs is the advice of Andrew Carnegie, who in around 1900 said he wanted as his epitaph, "Here lies a man wise enough to bring into his service men wiser than he." Now, I would elaborate on that, saying, you know, back then the women were not an important part of the labor force. Women today are an important part of the labor force. So I would say CEO being smart enough to bring into his service men or women wiser than he. And that's been the secret of my success, is find people that are stronger than me, more knowledgeable than me, properly incentivize them and reward them, share the fruits of the business, and benefit from their intelligence. And don't be threatened by strong people, but be benefited by strong people. That's the most important advice I would give to a CEO. And to youngsters who I spend a lot of time with, give talks at colleges and similar to what we're doing now, is basically I say no matter how wealthy you are, the one luxury you cannot afford is arrogance. And that is be nice to people, treat people well, and that in turn will rub off on you and benefit you in the future.
And the word nice, it comes up in your conversation a lot. Why is the word nice so important?
Well, I think that the first test of a gentleman is basically treating people properly. And I found over my years, I see people in a restaurant that they don't treat a waiter nicely. They talk down to him. They're rude. And I don't see any reason for it. I think you treat people properly. We were talking before about the guy comes to cut your lawn, offer him a bottle of water. You know?
I learned that from Bernie Marcus.
Yeah, well, Bernie's a terrific guy. We're neighbors in St. Andrews Country Club down in Boca Raton. He's a great guy. I love Bernie.
So let's talk about this big shift you did. So you built, in 1991, you started Omega Advisors, and now you're going through a major shift in it. Talk about what your original concept of Omega Advisors was, and now why you're doing this shift to the family office, huge shift.
Well, basically, I retired from Goldman in 1991 after close to 25 years of service, and I started Omega because I wanted to manage money rather than manage people. And I picked the name Omega because Omega is the last word in the Greek alphabet. Alpha is the beginning, Omega is the end. And I figured this would be my last venture, so I picked Omega. And I've decided to return my investors their funds and exclusively manage my own money. And I did it for a couple of reasons. Number one, if you study the statistics, the statistics on longevity say if you make it past 65 and cancer doesn't get you, on average you'll make it to 85. I turned 75 3 months ago. If I'm average, and hope to exceed the average, but if I'm average, I got 10 years left. And trust me, while I make a good living, working to beat the S&P and making money for your investors is a stressful, demanding job. And I did not want to spend the last 10 years, if I'm average, running after the S&P. That's number one. Number two, about 6 months ago, I went to a concert, and the entertainer was Kenny Rogers. Now, his song is The Gambler, right, the one that he's most noted for. You got to know when to hold him and when to fold him. And Kenny was hardly able to walk on stage. Okay, he's going to turn 80. And he said at the concert that I shouldn't be doing this anymore, but I'm on my fifth marriage. I need the money. And basically, I'm 54 years married to the same woman. We met now sophomore year in college. I don't need the money, and I think I know when to fold them. Now, it's a little technical, because I don't know if your audience knows what a high watermark means, but one of the negatives in the hedge fund game is if you have a losing year, you must make back your losses before you get paid again. And I've had three consecutive years now of doing well, and every investor that has money with me is at a record high in their capital. And that influenced me, because I assume sometime in the next 12, 24 months, there's likely to be a market setback. I'm thinking that inflation and the Federal Reserve Board will catch up to the stock market. And I don't want to have a high watermark. In 2008, which is ancient history, it's a decade ago, my picture was in the New York Times, and under my picture there was a caption that said they'd have to take me out of my grave before I would not honor a high watermark or gate capital. Gate capital means when people want their money back, you elect not to give it back to them, you hold on to it. I believe if an investor wants his money back, he gets it back right as quickly as the agreement allows for. And in terms of a high watermark, I believe a high watermark is an asset of the investor. And so to involuntarily give back the money to the investor, meaning saying they don't ask for it back, they want the opportunity to come back without an incentive fee, to give them back the money, is morally wrong. So I was influenced by the fact that I would assume in the next couple of years there'll be a market setback. I don't want to get caught with investor money. I'd rather lose my own money.
So we've got 1 minute till break. When you talk about a market setback, Lee Cooperman saying this, what size of a market setback are you envisioning?
Well, bear markets generally last a year and they go down 20-25% peak to trough. Bear markets normally occur every 4 or 5 years. We're 9 years into an expansion. I think due in part to the magnitude of the decline. There's proportionality to cycles. the magnitude of an upturn should bear some relationship to the magnitude of the downturn. And the past recession ending in 2009 was twice as severe as the average, and the bear market was twice as severe as the average. So it's not illogical that we've had a stronger, a longer and more dramatic bull market coming out of the depressed period that we were in 2008. And I'm not making some big call. And believe me, no one really knows the answer. You got to come to work every day, study the economic data, the Federal Reserve valuation. But in 2008, one of the most successful investors/speculators of all time, a guy that I have enormous respect for his track record, Carl Icahn, he returned all of his investors their money. And in 2008, he said he didn't like the outlook that he saw. And guess what's happened in the next decade, when the biggest bull market of all times. So, you know, nobody really knows. But I would say that logic to me suggests that inflation and interest rates will catch the market sometime next year or the year after.
It's Robert Reese on the CEO Show with Lee Cooperman. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about significance and philanthropy. Back in a few.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Lee Cooperman. And Lee, you've been talking about advice on the market, but you also talked about how you made a major shift and your core beliefs viscerally in giving back to society. Talk about what your vision is for society and why giving back is so important. And then we'll talk about some of the specific things you've done.
I can address this in a multiplicity of ways. You don't associate this comment I'm going to make with Pablo Picasso, but Pablo Picasso said the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. So that's kind of a little bit of the trajectory that I'm following. Another way I could describe my view is I figured out a number of years ago there's only four things you could do with money. The first thing you could do with money is you spend it on yourself. You collect art, you collect homes, you collect boats, airplanes, whatever. I happen to be of the view, number one, I don't collect art. And number two, I'm of the view that material possessions brings with them responsibility and aggravation. So I have a view that less is more. I also have a wonderful wife who was an educator for 35 years, working with learning disabled, neurologically impaired children. So she wasn't a big spender. She worked. I've worked 70 hours a week for the last 50 years. I'm a trunky guy. I'm not a clothes horse. So I don't have any expensive habits. I'm a saver. Okay. And so, number one, I'm not going to spend my money on myself because of my style. I just, one of my prideful possessions is my 2002 Lexus. You know, which I have for the last 16 years. Number two things you can do with money is you give it to your kids. But I think if you have a lot of money, giving all your money to your kids is a mistake. You deprive them of self-achievement, and it's just not the right thing to do. Third is you can give the money to the government, but only a schnook gives the money to the government. You don't have to give. And the fourth thing is you recycle it back in society to make the world a better place. And I kind of believe in the biblical notion, I'm my brother's keeper, and I get a lot of enjoyment out of giving money back to the system, and that's my approach.
What's the one thing you're happiest with, the proudest that you did in terms of giving back to the system? As you look back through all these...
I have a lot of things I've done, and I'm not bragging. I've been very fortunate. I've been very, very lucky, so, you know, I thank God every day for my luck. You know, to make it out of the South Bronx, to make it on Forbes 400 or whatever, whether I belong there or not, I don't talk about. I'm more interested in what people do with the money rather than what they have. But I say the one activity, and we have many in the family, is we created something called Cooperman College Scholars. If you live in Essex County, New Jersey, principally Newark, you are show the initiative and enroll in a free 3-week pre-college program designed by Franklin and Marshall. It's free, mm-hmm. But it kind of explains what to expect in college. That you are academically qualified. I'm big on equal opportunities, not equal outcomes. You know, the world needs carpenters and plumbers, not just, you know, liberal arts graduates. If you're academically qualified and if you have a financial need unmet by government, I set up a $25 million fund to provide $10,000 a year for up to 500 kids for 6 years to get a college degree. And we're our fourth. But let me tell you the downside. You know, you mentioned Bernie Marcus before. Bernie is excellent on monitoring the performance of the charities he gives to. I'm still working very hard. I don't have a large staff. It's just my family foundation is largely family members, none of which draw any compensation. So I don't monitor as well as Bernie. But the problem. And I work very hard for my money, so I'm not interested in, you know, putting it down a rat hole. 35% of Newark High School kids go to college, but only 5% graduate. Now, they've come back to me, and they asked me to double down. I gave them $25 million, and they want me to go to 50. I said, I will double down if you show me a graduation rate materially different than was existed. And I'm proud to say it. I knock on wood, basically, that my third cohort, which now is a junior year of college, we have a 94% retention rate, which has nothing to do with me, but we have six full-time people on the team that meet with these kids after school, keep them focused, keep them motivated, you know, and keep them on point. And so, you know, the odds are if this result continues, I'll double down. I've been very generous. I was on the board of... I'm on the board of Columbia Business School, and I've given a great deal of money to Columbia. I've given a great deal of money to Hunter College. Hunter was the best deal known to man. I went to Hunter, got a first-class education for $24 a semester. I met my wife in my sophomore year. We got married when we graduated, and we've been married for 54 years. So how can you not be generous to an organization, to an institution that gave you great education for $24 a semester? So I've given them a large gift, more than half directed towards financial aid, but half at their request to build a library. There's a major wing at St. Barnabas Medical Center in Livingston, New Jersey. And that one, I've gotten so much more than I gave them. You know, they asked me for a number. I gave them what they asked for, and I said this at the dedication ceremony. When I see what they built, I got a bargain. You know, not that I need it. My name is up in huge letters right in front of the building. And they built about 140 private rooms, 50 neonatal centers, and it's just a fabulous thing. Every week, almost without exception, I get a call from somebody that either was a patient there, someone who visited a patient and is blown away by the facility. And it's great to have my name associated with that.
And I'll tell you why having your name there is important, because then people see and they say, Lee Cooperman, let's see what he did, and that involves them. I want to ask you about CEOs. So CEOs have the opportunity to be philanthropic themselves or through their corporations, and many do it as just a marketing goal. But what is your real hope? And what is your message to the CEO community about philanthropy, the importance of it?
You know, be a good corporate citizen. You know, in the world of non-profit world, they talked about the three G's as regards board service: give, get, or get off. You know, stand for something, make a contribution. You have a lot you can do to educate youngsters, provide employment for returning veterans. There are a lot of things that corporations can do through social responsibility, and many more are doing it, and I think it's a very good thing. And I'm doing it. You know, we have a small company here, so I don't have the ability to employ lots of people, but you know, I have the ability to recycle my wealth back into society.
And what's your hope for the future? There you are.
No, my hope for the future is that we all get along, we work together, we cooperate, that the country grows, and that this disparity of income is dealt with, that more people are brought along and are successful. I wrote, you know, 6 years ago, you can Google me, a highly critical letter to President Obama, where I felt he was really playing a class hatred card. He was telling the 99% that they're being screwed by the 1%, rather than telling the 99% with a lot of luck and hard work, you can move ahead and maybe become part of the 1%. And I think it's the responsibility of the 1% to live responsibly and give back their success to the system.
Well, thank you. A pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
safe drinking water is the second most essential human need. Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProCure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and this is the CEO Show. We're here today with Mike Nassar. How are you, Mike?
Good, Robert. Glad to be here.
And Mike is the president of, I was about to say, Hair Club for Men, but it's not. It's Hair Club, right?
Yeah. We originally were Hair Club for Men. Company got its start back in the mid-70s. Many people will know the name Cy Sperling. He was not just the a client, he was the president. And since 1995, we went down the path of being Hair Club for Men and Women. And more recently, we've changed our name to Hair Club.
And that's it. It's one of those few brands, I think, wherever you go, you say Hair Club, people know the brand. That's really cool.
Absolutely. I think we're very recognizable. Unfortunately, people don't always know what we do.
And here's what's interesting. If you were to look across, let's say there's about 340 million people in America as a guess, a lot of people have hair challenges, more than you could imagine. Probably you'll run into 20 people like that during the course of the day. About how many people actually have hair that they're not satisfied with?
So our best estimate is approximately 90 million people in North America.
90 million.
Correct, 90. Yep, and we want to be able to help all those people. I think historically the company has focused on people with more severe hair loss, but we're heading down the path where we can help anyone from all the way from the preventative side of hair loss all the way through severe hair loss.
Okay, so when you're talking preventative, like I have sons who are in the 20s and stuff, and I see stuff going on. So here is the question. What is someone like a young person? Would you treat someone who's in their teens and I see guys like that, not as many women like that. What could you do? Could you help someone in that stage who's that young?
Absolutely. We can actually help anyone at any age. We're seeing a much younger demographic coming in for hair loss solutions.
Like when you say younger, what do you mean?
18 and over.
18. You'll see people 18, 20 years old.
Absolutely. And some may be experiencing hair loss already. Others are seeing a parent that's gone through hair loss, and they don't want to look like the parent or don't want their hair loss to get as severe as the parent's hair loss. So they're coming in early asking, what can we do to help them about their with their hair loss or potential hair loss?
What actually do you do? Let's talk about it. Everyone's heard the name Hair Club.
Sure.
What do you offer people when you're talking? Let's talk about preventative now. What do you offer them?
Sure. We can offer medically proven minoxidil to folks as part of our hair therapy program, which also includes shampoo, scalp cleanser, conditioner, vitamins that help prevent continued hair loss. We can also provide laser therapy, low-light laser therapy, which is a newer technology that's on the scene that could help with hair loss as well. And then as hair loss is progressive, we can continue to provide those services over time, as well as more invasive services, even though our services are pretty much non-invasive.
So when you say laser, what does that really mean?
So technology behind laser is either low level laser light therapy or LED, and there are some companies out there that actually manufacture low level laser therapy equipment.
Try saying that five times in a row.
Yeah,
that's a
tough hard time with that.
But it sounds like it does. It's more simple than it is to say.
It is, and Hair Club offers that equipment. We don't make our own, but we offer that equipment as part of our therapy program.
And what's interesting about your model is you think of, oh, my gosh, you're 24 and you're starting to see your hair recede. What am I going to do with this catastrophic thing? But you make it very easy. You have 120 actual outlets throughout America. Most of those 95 are owned by the company, wholly owned.
Absolutely. So we've got 95 corporate stores, corporate centers. Every single one of them is a full-service salon. With our 6 franchise partners, we have 23 franchise-owned locations, which give the same level, high level of service that the corporate locations do. Those locations are in every major demographic market and every secondary market as well. So we've got really good coverage in 40 states and 6 provinces in Canada. And anybody can call or set up an appointment online and come in and meet with one of our hair loss experts.
And if they want to, what is a phone number or website that they would go to if I'm putting you on the spot here, but you're the president. So
we probably have 600, 800 numbers, so I don't have those memorized, but we have hairclub.com. Very easy.
That's
so easy. You can go to that.
Yep, there you go. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Mike Nassar, and he is the president of Hair Club. And so now let's talk. I know you have some partnerships that also you've been working on. Talk about the types of relationships that you build in the market.
Sure. I think that's been one of our focuses over the last 5 or so years, ever since we became part of the Aderance Group, which is a Japanese-based...
And could you spell Aderance just so everyone knows?
Sure. It's Aderance.
Mm-hmm.
So Aderance bought Hair Club back in 2013. And prior to that, had owned Bosley, which is a very recognizable name in North America. Bosley is the major hair transplant company in North America. Had owned them back since 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So that partnership propelled us into an opportunity where we not only provided non-surgical hair loss solutions, but we were partnered with Bosley as they provide transplants and medical hair loss solutions. Surgical hair loss solutions. So that's been helpful to us. What I've also tried to do over the last few years is focus more on our salons. People may not know that our hair club centers are all full-service salons. So we
Wait, do you cut hair as well?
Absolutely. We can do everything that a salon can do.
Men and women.
Men,
and
women.
And teenagers.
And I'm going to tell you, we can also do children. So we can help children. And as a matter of fact, we have a division of our organization called Hair Club for Kids. And we actually help children under the age of 18 for free with their hair loss.
Really?
Absolutely.
You just help them for free?
For free.
Is this... Let's say if there are people with cancer who've been through accidents, things like that. Can
sure.
you do anything in those situations?
We can help everyone. And again,
and under 18 is for free.
Under
what made you guys decide to do that?
It was something that
it's a
was
a wonderful idea.
That was it's the right thing to do, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was something that started back in the mid 80s, where Hair Club for Kids was introduced. And unfortunately, we haven't really publicized it, but we plan on doing that so that we can help more people.
Well, guess what? You got 600,000 listeners listening here, so a lot of people are going to know about this
sure.
if they have. Kids under 18, that's a wonderful thing you're
sure.
doing.
No, we're glad to do it. More recently, since we're in the salon business, we've partnered with companies like Matrix, which I believe is a division of L'Oreal. And the idea there is that we can carry Matrix products like a full-service salon would. As a matter of fact, we recently had a technical meeting in Las Vegas where we brought in our stylist supervisors from all of our corporate locations, and they were surprised to get a presentation from Tabitha Coffee, which is a well-known icon in the salon industry.
So let's talk about you've about 1,200 people working in your different salons.
Mm-hmm.
I know you focus a lot on culture. That's something important to you. Talk about what the culture is.
Sure. Just for a better understanding, out of the 1,200 employees, almost 700 of those employees are stylists.
Really?
Yeah, so most people that don't know what Hair Club does probably don't know that 700 of those of our employees are stylists, and we run a full service salon. And my philosophy is that regardless of title, everybody's important. And to me, the stylists, the center administrators, the managers, the corporate folks, they're all as important as each other. And I think looking at business that way has been good for us from a cultural standpoint. Two things that we focused on, and I'll hit on this one now in regards to the employees, is what we define as the ultimate employee experience. We want employees
That's
to be elated.
Ultimate.
Yeah, we want employees to be elated with what we're doing. And we're constantly working to innovate and provide them with things to celebrate about their experience with Hair Club. And hopefully that will help us increase retention, and those employees will stay with us for a long time.
How did you come up with, and when did you start implementing the ultimate employee experience?
Well, we originally implemented the ultimate client experience
mm-hmm.
Approximately 10 years ago. So we wanted to focus on creating an experience for our clients, which are also members. When they come into Hair Club, they should feel better about themselves than they did. You know, when they leave, they should feel better about themselves than when they came in. And then we obviously figured that if we can take care of the employees, they'll also provide the ultimate client experience and take care of the clients.
Once again, what is the website if anyone wants to go to Hair Club?
It's pretty much www.hairclub.com.
There you have it. And we're speaking with Mike, who is the president of Hair Club. And when we come back, we're actually going to hear, I'm going to give you a minute to think of a great story because you've over 1,200 employees there. But tell me one great story when we come back of how what an employee did that amazed even you. We'll be back in a minute.
Small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Mike Nassar, and he is the president of Hair Club. And the website, again, is www.hairclub.com. They have 120 locations, about 1,200 employees, but we know that there's more than that because most of them work there. 700 of those work in the salons. They're actually hairstylists, right?
Licensed cosmetologists.
And you could do any part of what you want, and they give for kids under 18 for free. But I want to ask now, tell me a story about something a stylist or something did that made you as president say, wow.
Yeah. So we hear great stories every day. There's fantastic stories coming out of our salons, out of our centers. I know we've done this in many cases, but I want to point out one center in the New Jersey market that actually went above and beyond. They contacted a nearby women's shelter and offered them hair makeovers. So they brought the women in on a Monday, which we're closed on Mondays usually. We're open Tuesday through Saturday in most cases. Mm-hmm. And they brought they welcomed the women in from the women's shelter and took the whole day to give them free makeovers. I thought that was fantastic. I know it's not just one person or one story, but that's something that we do, and it just seems like we do that naturally. It's not something that we have to orchestrate.
How did an idea like that emerge?
It actually came from the stylists. So we've got a manager in that center that has allowed her stylist to come with ideas, and one of the stylists came with the idea, and they just followed through on it.
That's pretty exciting. So let's talk about in 2017. You became president after joining in 2005. What did you learn in those first 12 years that helped you become president?
Well, obviously, I didn't have any hair experience before joining the company, but what I was able to bring with me from my previous experience was the connection with people. Mm. And I truly believe that the people are what differentiates a company from any other company. I was able to start in the position of regional vice president, so I managed the East Coast for Hair Club, everything from south in West Palm Beach all the way to Canada, Toronto area. And I got to know the people. I got to know the culture a little bit more. I got to know some of our clients and what they were looking for and kept building on that and kept expanding. And as the company continued to expand, I kept learning more and more about the industry and about the company and creating relationships or developing relationships that helped me be prepared for the position that I got promoted to.
And if there's any one thing in your leadership philosophy that's core, that's systemic to Mike, that this is what I'm about, what I believe in, that helps an organization succeed, what would that be?
I would say the connection to the people. It's easy to say that you're accessible for your people. People can call me or email me. It's easy to say that. Mm-hmm. But I will, for example, after we leave today, we're going to go visit one of our centers here in the New York market. They know I'm coming, and I just want to go and see people. I have really no agenda besides getting to know the people. And I think if we can get people to like where they're working and enjoy where they're working and also want to do those things that we do at Hair Club versus have to do those things, I think we're going to be very successful for a long time.
Now let's talk about customers. Give me an example of something you've done for customers that really wowed you? And I know you get people, you even work with the military a bit and everything.
Sure.
But tell me something. You gave an amazing story about employees and how they engaged, right, and how they helped a homeless shelter. Wonderful story. How about now on the customer side?
Yeah, we want to make sure a hair club customer feels really good about their experience. And again, want it to be the ultimate experience whenever possible. We also want it, because of the fact that our customers want this, is we don't want anybody to know that you're a hair club customer unless you want them to know about it.
So that's really a hard thing, because here's the deal. Someone has, like, a Mercedes. They're like, oh, yeah, I want to show all my friends. Come and see the Mercedes. Yeah. I love it. But it's not like someone is your customer and they're like, oh, let me show you the wonderful job Hair Club does. They just want to look good. That's right.
Yep.
And it's women as well as men. And I think Absolutely. The women, it's grown pretty quickly as well.
Absolutely. We've had some great growth with our women's business over the last 5 years. But to your point, we have a lot of customers that would rate us at 8 or 9 out of 10 in terms of satisfaction. But they're not necessarily telling people about it. So we're not getting many referrals from our customers because of the fact that they may not want to share their hair loss.
That's like the old Head & Shoulders shampoo commercial where they said, you use Head & Shoulders? I never knew. And they go, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like, wow, you got Men's Club? Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever worked with any celebrities?
Yes, but I can't say.
Oh, I can see you're like, yeah, we work with tons, but I'm not allowed to say who they are. Okay.
Confidentiality and discreetness of our operation is really important to us. And again, if somebody wants to tell people that they've had something done or if they're a member of the club, that's great, but we're not going to go publicize that.
Yeah, obviously. Okay, so I want to ask you, everyone knew, it's a famous story, you know, the company started in 1976, or I think 76, mm-hmm. and then like 1982, your CEO Cy does this famous commercial, I'm not just the president, I'm a client myself. And I heard you got something like 10,000 inquiries the first month. Now, that's long before you were there.
Sure.
But is that story part of the lore of the company? I know it's old days. Back then it was Hair Club for Men, you know. But
It's interesting. I meet people of all ages, and 80-90% of the time people recognize Hair Club as the company that Cy Sperling started with his tagline, even though those commercials haven't aired in a very long time. And that's something that we appreciate and we're inspired by, and we really appreciate what Cy did to start the company. What we need to do is get the word out about Hair Club and what we do so we can help even more people.
Yeah, and I know you say everything is about relationships, and you've told me in the past, like, that it's easy to be nice. That's part of your philosophy. Talk about that.
Sure. I think you always have to treat people equally. I believe in two things, to be respectable and respectful at all times. And to me, position doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter. Nothing matters except the person in front of you. And we're all humans, and I think we owe it to each other to be good to each other.
What's the future of Hair Club?
Right, so Hair Club has to expand and has to continue to grow, and we want to be able to reach those 90 million people. Right now we've got about 30,000 members, and we're probably seeing inquiries from about 150,000 people per year, which is a drop in the bucket compared to who's out there needing help with hair loss. So we want to make Hair Club more accessible to everyone. We're the only company of our size that has as many brick-and-mortar locations that we do. No company even comes close to that, but what we also need to do is figure out how to get those folks help that need help that can't come into our brick-and-mortar locations.
And if someone has help, the quick thing, what they should do, if they say, I want to help something, what do they do?
Just go to the website, www.hairclub.com.
And there you have it. Great having you on the CEO show.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.